We're going to read today from Jonah, the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 17, to chapter 2, verse 1. Now listen to the word of God. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Let us pray. Dear Father, help us to see problems and difficult situations as instruments you have allowed to occur in our lives to help us find solutions rather than see them as obstacles which stop us from getting positive results. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my sermon is Get Into the Belly of Your Problem. There's a time when you will be confronted with a problem, and you need to struggle with it and get into the belly of it before you can solve it. Now, there is a tendency for you to try and avoid such a problem or difficult situation rather than face it and learn to see it in a different light. In other words, you need to understand that a problem is a solution in disguise, and you need to get into the belly of it. That is the most painful time that you will have to go through, and the most unpleasant and distasteful part of the problematic experience before the solution will be given to you. At the beginning of the book of Jonah, he received the word of the Lord and was told to go to Nineveh, but he disobeyed and went in another direction. In the book of Jonah, we read in chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going down to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Well, the Bible tells us it is not possible for anyone to flee from the presence of the Lord. In Psalm 139, verse 7 to 10, it says, "Where can I flee from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." You know, sometimes the Lord will allow you to go through difficult situations to help you grow. Even though Jonah disobeyed the Lord and went in another direction than he was supposed to go, the Lord took several steps to make sure that Jonah would fulfill the task he was called to do. In Jonah 1 verse 4, we read that the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then in verse 7, we see that the men on the ship cast lots among them to find out who was the cause of the trouble that had come upon them. And the lot fell on Jonah. So they picked him up and threw him overboard into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. In chapter 1, verse 17, we read again our opening verse. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Here we can see clearly that Jonah could no longer escape the presence of the Lord, and he had no option but to face the task that God had given him to do. In fact, God placed him in the belly of a problem and in the belly of a solution. It was then that Jonah prayed to the Lord, as stated in chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, where it says, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and waves passed over me. Through Jonah's repentant heart, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out onto dry land. The Bible goes on to say at the beginning of chapter 3, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. How merciful a God we have. You see, with God, you can get more than one chance. Jonah got his second chance, and this time Jonah obeyed and went to Nineveh, and through him preaching what God told him to preach, the people repented. However, what you need to understand is that during your Christian walk, persecutions will come, trials and tribulations will also come. But as you get into the belly of those problems and difficult situations, you will find the solutions for them. You see, it is God, Almighty God, who allows the problems and the difficulties to come to you. And it is this same God who will give you the positive solutions to resolve them. God bless you. Pastor Philip. God is faithful.
People